Lots of rumors. She's coming out with some new music here. On our social media feed, there's a bit of a countdown. Lots of speculation onto what the new album might sound like. I read somewhere it might be taking elements of dance and disco. Wouldn't that be an interesting turn for Taylor Swift? Anyhow, we are into a smoky Tuesday morning. Air quality is poor. Visibility earlier, Terry from Buffalo Pound had texted me and said he was on stretches of highway that between the fog and the smoke, a couple hundred meters in front of him is all he could see. Thanks for that, Terry. 1-877-300-7275. Now, despite the smoke, I believe the riders, they will head back to practice today. Might they move indoors? Probably. We'll wait and see. RC Jamie Ryder reporter Britton Gray will monitor that. RCMP Sunset Ceremony. The last one of the year is tonight at Depot on Dewdney Avenue. Gates open at 5:30. And if you're going, some may want to take a mask. But ceremonies will start at 6 o'clock on the parade square. Well, this was kind of sad to hear about Malcolm Jamal Warner, best known for his role as Theo Huxtable in The Cosby Show. He's died from an accidental drowning off the coast of Costa Rica. The investigators there say he was on a family vacation where he got caught in a rather strong current, and the beachgoers that were witnessing nearby tried to rescue him, but by the time the first responders got there as well, it was too late. He was 54 years old, had a long acting career, and many of us, of course, recall and loved him on The Cosby Show. I could share numerous moments where I loved this kid. He's a big part of my youth growing up. He was the only son in the house of four daughters, right?
How do you expect to get into college with grades like this?
See, I'm not going to college.
Damn right.
I am going to get through high school and then get a job like regular people.
Regular people?
Yeah, you know, who work in the gas station, drive a bus, something like that.
So what you're saying is your mother and I shouldn't care if you get D's because you don't need good grades to be regular people.
Right.
He went on to act in film and television. There were sitcoms, Malcolm and Eddie, Read Between the Lines. He was really awesome in dramatic roles, too, in Sons of Anarchy and The Resident.
This baby needs surgery in the next few hours.
Heck, he even won a Grammy for Best Traditional R&B Performance at one time. And his most recent project included a pretty successful podcast that a lot of people tuned in for. But years after The Cosby Show ever aired, in an interview, Warner reflected on his career. And when you hear what he says here, it's pretty heartwarming considering we now know he's passed.
I've had such an awesome life. You know, I've got my ups and downs and all of that. But, like, if I die tomorrow, I know I would go with a smile on my face. I know I haven't wronged anybody. I have peace of mind. And for me, you can't put a price on that.
And I know it's a bit of a taboo topic about The Cosby Show, given what transpired in Bill's life. But part of the brilliance of The Cosby Show was Theo. Let's not forget, they addressed dyslexia. He was struggling with dyslexia in that show, and a lot of kids could relate to that. To going to grad school and educating, as he did in a community center for youth in the latter seasons, it was a show that wasn't necessarily because of Bill, but a lot of young people watched because of Theo's antics with his sisters, too. And Malcolm would often share uplifting quips, too, on a social media feed. In fact, here's his last share before going on vacation, and I think it's rather inspirational, given that Malcolm Jamal Warner's passed at the age of 54, to hear his last piece of inspiration on your morning drive. Give it a listen, and I bet you'll probably think, yeah, that's what I'm going to do today.
It's a beautiful day here in Atlanta. I just wanted to shout out and just spread some love and some good cheer. And just wanted to remind you, as I remind myself, that no matter what's going on, there's always a reason to smile. Like, if you just take a minute to stop and take stock, I guarantee you can find at least one reason to smile. And if for some reason you can't find a reason to smile, then that's probably the best time to be the reason for somebody else to smile. Find a smile for yourself and be a reason for someone else to smile. That's all I got. Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline, Well, there's one for your mixtape on a summer vacation. Big old sing-along with Neil Diamond, who actually attended a performance of the Neil Diamond musical on Broadway. And this is the second time he's done that. At the end of the show, the performer who portrayed him surprised everyone by saying, "Hey, Neil's in the crowd." They handed him a microphone. This kind of reminds me of hearing, it's sort of reminiscent of Ozzy Osbourne's final performance. Neil stood, he's 84, battling Parkinson's. He gave it his all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Neil Diamond!
Said with Parkinson's, Neil Diamond starting to lose the voice. Man, all the legendary singers are starting to get up there. Don Henley, the Eagles, turned 78 today. Slash, Guns N' Roses, turned 60 tomorrow. Mick Jagger, the Stones, will be 82 on Saturday. Geddy Lee of Rush turned 72 next week. Man, all the biggies. Hey, we all grow old, but it is, it's starting to see a whole logjam of all these big superstars getting up there in age right now, too. Well, this is not going to go away quickly. The conversation about Regina's indoor aquatic facility having to go up in price now. Estimated cost now over $285 million. Original proposal, $161 million. It seems like so long ago when we said, okay, we're going with the aquatic center. Then the new council came in, new mayor, and nothing's happened yet. Well, of course it's going to go up in price. And city administration says third-party consultants, the construction manager, all pointing to things like an unstable economy and market. And they've defined what the project really needs to a little more thorough process, has designed it now. And it's all come to this. And now council's going to have to try to make room for the extra dough by going over the future recreation and cultural capital projects. Maybe toss aside a few that are less pressing and find another $10 million in reserves. And downsizing the scope of the project is a consideration too. But how long more will this drag on? Because we know this latest price, I'm sure, has a buffer to keep that in mind here too, in addition. But man, what is going to happen with this aquatic center? I know the mayor will be asked directly by me and for his thoughts again on Thursday. Well, I know a lot of kids and probably adults who can't wait to ride the rides. A week from tomorrow, the Queen City X opens up, and if you haven't already bought your midway passes at Co-op, you better save money big time. I'll get to that in a second with my next guest from Queen City X, the committee, Kathleen Betker. And Kathleen, as a kid growing up here in Regina, perhaps you can relate to this. We used to count down in our summer vacation to the exhibition opening day. You grew up just outside of Regina. Is that kind of like it was for you too?
It was weird because we didn't grow up in the city, we didn't get to go every year. And so when we did get to go, it was that much more special and that much more fun. And like, those are the memories that are just locked in there forever.
And so here you are, all grown up now.
All grown up.
And you're putting this fair together. What's that mean to you?
Oh, my, it's really surreal. You know, I think I wake up a lot of days and it doesn't even feel real some days. I feel so incredibly blessed. And I mean, the people I work with, the community that we're a part of, it's just such a special event.
How about the Midway?
Yes.
Everyone's talking about it. We have West Coast Amusements as a new Midway. They're pretty common as far as, you know, some of the mall parking lots and some of the smaller exhibitions. So people are concerned, is our Midway as big as years previously?
So we have the same number of rides. The assortment of rides, of course, is a little bit different because West Coast doesn't have the exact same rides as our previous provider. But they've already invested a couple $1 million in adding to their inventory, and they're on the wait list for more rides. So they are fully invested in growing with us. Year two, year three, year four.
So this is going to be a long-term deal?
Long-term deal. I mean, we are fully invested. West Coast is going to be along for the ride with us. I think it's just going to continue getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Take us through the Midway. What do you think we will notice with West Coast?
It's interesting, but I think it's actually going to be a little bit brighter, a little bit cleaner, a little bit more shady. They've got some really great seating options that they bring with them. Being, you know, a home roots Canadian company, they pay attention to those little things and they're really family focused. So it's going to be a really nice, bright, clean, exciting Midway for you to walk down.
Yeah. Do you know some of the rides yet?
Oh, I know almost all the rides. I've been looking at all the
rides.
What
are a couple that we might want?
Well, we've got three new ones coming this year, along with the return of a fan favorite from last year that disappeared, which of course is the Zipper. So we have the Zipper coming back. And then our three new rides, we've got Chaos, Freakout, and Zero Gravity.
What's Freakout?
Well, you know, you do a lot of the turning this way and then the turning that way and the turning this way.
Yeah, that explains it. Kathleen Betker is my guest from the Queen City X. So we've got a new Midway, some extra rides coming here. Tickets are on sale right now at Sherwood Co-ops. Is it to your advantage to buy tickets in advance?
Absolutely.
And how much can you save? What are they?
Well, I mean, Sherwood Co-op, hands down, is the best deal in the city. You're not going to beat the pricing options that you've got available at Co-op. You can get the admission plus your ride all day pass for $55. Like, it is a smoking deal to get those. Admission is just $16, or you can get a friends and family pack, which is four admissions for $54.
As a dad, I know how important it is to save before you go to the X, so that's a great move there too. With the change in Midway, is there a change in food offerings?
A little bit of a change in food offerings, you bet. I mean, we're going to have the fan favorites that you've always known and loved, the mini donuts, the corn dogs, the turkey legs. Those things are always going to be there. But we've definitely got some fun new options coming as well this year. There's a Fruity Pebble corn dog. There's a Meatza Matza corn dog, some great new poutines. I think the fun one this year, though, especially for the kids, is we have a cotton candy creator that does 100+ designs. So you can get a unicorn or a penguin or a Pikachu and like get those fun little cotton candy moments.
What about the footprint of the fair itself? Are there still going to be exhibits, extra entertainment with your admission?
Footprint is relatively the same. We've got some indoor spaces. So the Brandt Center will be open. We're going to have that indoor marketplace with all of the exhibitors. Memory Lane is coming back, which of course, we love our historical committee and all the work that they do to hold on to the history of the exhibition and the fair. Our family stage is going to have some great programming for the kids. We've got our midway stage with some of that more daytime adult type programming. And then, of course, you can't miss the grandstand.
Okay, where is the grandstand? Confederation Park still?
Confederation Park,
who's
yeah.
Who's there?
Wednesday nights, we kick it off with Blue Rodeo. Thursday, we have the Rec Laws. August 1st, the Friday, we have the Glorious Sons. August 2nd, we have the Sam Roberts Band. And then we close things out on Sunday with Biff Naked opening up for Kim Mitchell, followed by those fireworks.
Can't wait for the Queen City X. Kathleen, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much.
Are you on vacation right now? How's your holiday going? I had a great one. I was just in Kelowna and had a blast. Jennifer Leach waking up this morning in Pike Lake. Jen, thanks for listening. Give you a shout out there. She's been through Madge, then Greenwater, and now in Pike. And I also got Joanne Swiston, said she went to Vancouver Island, put $6,000 on the vehicle. We put $3,200 on ours. Can relate to that. Megan Hanna, I shared my photo of our first stop was Drumheller at the Dinosaur Museum there, which was just terrific. She shared the same photo practically that I shared. Megan, thank you for that. Nice to see everyone having a great vacation. 1-877-300-7275. Tell me a little about your vacation. And a lot of people doing the same drive as we did to the West Coast. It was busy everywhere we went. There are a lot of people staycationing right now. You can tell that no matter where you go, it seems. But hey, as you staycation, perhaps you're keeping tabs on the Blue Jays. They did it again. They beat the Yankees 4-1. They now have a Major League best 36 wins at home, a new franchise record, 11 straight wins at home. Playing the Yankees again today. Our Red Sox were on the road to Moose Jaw, lost 11-10, close one. Play in Medicine Hat tonight. And the Riders, of course, prepared to get back to work today. I'll be curious to see and hear where they practice. Our Rider reporter, Britton Gray, will be there too. Perhaps moving indoors. I know quarterback Trevor Harris wasted very little time after that BC victory in celebrating. He's already thinking of this game coming up Friday.
We know that they're coming off of a bye. They're a hungry team, and I know they're a very prideful team. They have great personnel, and they're going to pose a great challenge for us at home next Friday.
Guests on the Green Zone yesterday from Edmonton were talking about how Cody Fajardo and Trey Ford might be splitting reps in practice, and who knows, could Cody start at Mosaic for the Elks to shake things up? He's never taken a snap against the Riders since his departure back in 2022. If you recall, when he was with the Alouettes, he was hurt, and we never saw him play the Riders then either. So that could be interesting. Need a little more drama. On the heels of his cancellation announcement, Monday's Late Show with Stephen Colbert had Mr. Colbert start by sharing his reaction to his own news of his cancellation.
It sunk in that they're killing off our show. But they made one mistake. They left me alive. And now for the next 10 months, the gloves are off. I can finally speak unvarnished truth to power and say what I really think about Donald Trump, starting right now.
And with that, in mock outrage, he responded to Trump's Truth social media post last week about loving the fact he was canceled.
On Friday, Donald Trump posted, "I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. His talent was even less than his ratings." How dare you, sir? Would an untalented man be able to compose the following satirical witticism? Go f*** yourself.
And you're going to hear a lot more pokes at Trump. His show is on the air until the end of next May. Now, chances of marriages and careers being destroyed at a Coldplay concert seem rather low, but I guess you can't say it's zero. I'm sure you're well aware of how Coldplay last week outed a couple, just happened to be CEO of a company that was married. HR, head of HR is in his arms, married, outed. The Coldplay cam. Well, after that concert, Chris Martin on a show in Michigan on Saturday night said this before the cam.
"We'd like to say hello to some of you in the crowd. How we're going to do that is we're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen. So please, if you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now."
Now, as Evan Bray and I were talking about this morning, I would think the Riders have got something planned. They have got to do something. As the memes of other ballparks doing something with their cam, they're everywhere. I don't think since Senator Bernie Sanders showed up at the 2021 inauguration of Biden, sitting there, legs crossed, with his mittens on. Remember the memes of his mittens? They were everywhere. There has never been something as big as that when it comes to social media memes. At least I don't think so, anyhow. And although this happened last Thursday, it's still just an incredibly hot topic on social media, but I don't know. Will it become known as, instead of the Kiss Cam, the Coldplay Cam now from this day forward, or the Duck and Cover Cam? I don't know, but I suspect the Riders will have something planned on Friday night. CJME News Time now is 8:28.